Good morning and welcome to Dr. Eng's Teletan. As always, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath. Gentle inhalation, exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. Contraction. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Bring attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And just take a moment to take time to acknowledge the work that the heart and the whole body temple does without you consciously directing it. Just offer some gratitude. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 10 minutes or so we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of our being, God, in us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 97 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The bestower of life reigns with mercy. Let the earth rejoice. Let the heavens be glad. Justice preserves creation, allowing it to blossom and thrive. Hidden within creation, you are the heart of everything. Fire goes before you, burning away the chaff and the tares. Your light enlightens the world. There is none to compare with you, O great transformer. All of creation is clothed with your majesty, mirroring your love throughout the cosmos. The heavens proclaim your righteousness, and the peoples behold your glory. Those who walk in darkness dwell in a house of fear, zealously following their desire for power. They live in the shadows of reality. Heaven delights and rejoices when a hardened heart breaks open and recognizes love, love's ever-patient presence, abiding within. For you, O beloved, encompass and bless all the earth. You forgive our wrongdoings and welcome us home. You, O beloved, are known by those who are true to the promise. You are the light of the saints. You hide yourself in every soul. Light dawns for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice in the Most High, O people of the light, and give thanks to the Radiant One, the bestower of life. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Thou who art the Absolute Mystery, the Infinite Knower, the Divine Intelligence, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We know that there is nowhere where You are not. So as we consciously come into communion with You this morning, to give thanks for the gift of another day, give thanks for the gift of health and healing and wholeness. To give thanks for all that we have. To give thanks for all that is unfolding in perfect and timely ways. Mother, Father, God, whilst we may feel that there are things missing in our life, there is so much that we have. There is so much we have to be grateful for. There is so much that we have to acknowledge for You who are the source of all that is. So we take a moment to remember those that are in need of a healing touch at this time. Those of our community who have undergone surgeries or who are about to undergo a surgery. We know that Yours is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, tissue, organ, part and particle of our body. So we speak this word for health, for healing, for wholeness, for perfect and right expression in their physical form. We speak this word for the recovery and for all those in the healing professions that are doing their part to help in the process. We speak this word for our doctors and nurses that work so untiringly in the service and for the benefit of others. We speak their word, this word for their well-being. We speak this word for all people who are in need of a healing at this time, mental, emotional, spiritual, physiological, psychological, financial. Whatever the need is for each and every one of Your children, we know that You truly are the only source that there is that can meet all of our needs in perfect and timely ways. Mother, Father, God, there is so much happening in and across our planet. Take a moment just to hold peace in our hearts for our planet. For all sentient beings, that they may have a habitat that is worthy for them to live in, that humanity will know that it is not the center of the universe, but merely a part of it. For our leaders, Lord, we lift them up, that the consciousness that is of Christ, that is of Your Spirit, may prevail upon them to guide and direct their action. Mother, Father, God, for everyone's need, of which You said, before You call, I will answer. While You yet speak, I have heard. So for everyone's needs, I surrender them here this morning, before Your throne of grace. Our teacher said that He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Abundant peace, abundant joy, abundant good. I claim that for each and every one here listening, those that will listen later, and for all people. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.